COVID testing rules and makeshift hospitals rile Shanghai residents. Shanghai residents who have said they have recovered from COVID are being sent to makeshift hospitals called Fangkangs against their will. The city of some 26 million people has been in various stages of strict lockdown under the Chinese regime's zero COVID policy for the past several weeks. During this time, officials have been mechanically following orders, resulting in residents who earlier had the virus being forced to go to a Fangsang for quarantine, even though their tests proved negative after a required period of self-isolation. If someone is told they must go to a Fangsang but doesn't, they will be punished, with a recent official Shanghai document stating, those who refuse to go to a Fangsang will be capped with a red QR code forever. A red QR code restricts a person's mobility. After the pandemic began, China adopted a cell phone QR code system that allows the authorities to track and monitor people's whereabouts. The system issues green, yellow, and red codes. People must have a green code to go to public places and for travel purposes. Shanghai resident Ms. Gu told the Chinese Epoch Times that her antigen test was negative after getting over a bout of COVID in self-isolation, but police threatened to take legal action against her if she refused to go to a Fangsang. Gu said she earlier tested positive for COVID via a PCR test on April 4, which resulted in her door being immediately sealed by the community committee. Living by herself, she was isolated until April 17, when she had an antigen test which was negative. That same day, police visited her and insisted that she now needed to go to a Fangsang. She said that someone should only go to a Fangsang if they have a positive result, but the police warned that if she refused to go, legal action would be taken against her. That evening, Gu told the Epoch Times that the police were acting in a lawless manner. I have been complying with the home isolation all this time and stayed at home all by myself. Why do they insist on wasting the public resources and having me go to Fangsang? She asked. My antigen test turned negative. If my test turns positive again, because of staying at the Fangsang, I will sue them. Widespread phenomenon. Many online videos have revealed chaotic situations and cases associated with Fangkangs. Recently, a Shanghai resident complained through an online video that three of her family members were forced to go to a Fangsang even after their PCR tests had turned negative. In the video, a hotline call center's response to her was that only PCR tests done at a Fangsang will be recognized, and a green QR code will be issued according to those test results. Is it for political purposes, or is it because there are too many shelter hospitals in Shanghai? She asked the staff on the call. Restriction of mobility. A notice issued by a neighborhood committee in Shanghai's Hongkou district confirmed that someone who tested positive, but who later tests negative via antigen self-test after isolation, still has to go to a Fangsang. The doctor will not come to do a retest, the isolation will not be lifted, and the confirmed individual must go to Fangsang and get cured before an isolation release form will be issued, the notice said. The notice also said if anyone refuses to go to Fangsang, then their entire building will be kept under lockdown. Those who do not go to Fangsang will always have a red QR code capped for life, the notice read. Ma Yelian, an accountant, told the Chinese Epoch Times that sending people who have turned negative to a Fangsang for collective quarantine reflects a stiff and incompetent bureaucracy. She said a friend in Suwei District experienced a similar situation where the local community committee insisted that she must go to Fangsang, otherwise, even if she's tested negative after self-isolation, she would be capped forever with a red QR code that would restrict her mobility. Since the outbreak, none of the containment policy is logical, she stated. Mary Hong contributed to this report.